This is the Music History Today podcast for March 16th. On today's show, Eazy-E makes an announcement and Lil Nas X hits the charts. First up though, on this date in 1948, Billie Holiday was released from prison. In 1968, Otis Redding became the first artist to have a number one hit after he passed away. That song was Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. In 1974, the Grand Ole Opry House held its first performance. In 1979, the Wings documentary, Wings Over the World, premiered on American television. In 1994, the Swing Into Spring, a Harlem tribute to Lionel Hampton tribute concert, was held at the Apollo Theater. In 1994, same day, a violent stalker tried to break into Roberta Flack's apartment in New York City while she was inside. He was arrested before he could hurt her. In 1995, Eazy-E announced that he had the AIDS virus. In 2005, Jay-Z and Beyoncé met for the first time. In 2002, entertainer Liza Minnelli married producer David Guest. In 2011, the United States Postal Service honored five Latin music legends by issuing stamps. In 2017, Ed Sheeran started his Divide tour. In 2019, Lil Nas X hit the country music charts with his country trap song Old Town Road. The song was then dropped off the country music charts because Billboard magazine decided that the song wasn't country enough. Ironically, the song then ended up on the pop charts, where it went all the way up to number one and stayed number one for at least 17 weeks. In 2020, Chris Martin of Coldplay held one of the first COVID lockdown virtual concerts as COVID-19 had begun to wreak havoc in Europe and was only a few days away from leading to statewide lockdowns in America. In classical music, in 1822, Gioachino Rossini married opera singer Isabella Coltrane. In 1857, Stefano Rocchetti Montavidi premiered the opera Pergolese. In 1894, Jules Massenet premiered his opera Thais. In 1896, Gustav Mahler premiered his piece Songs of a Wayfarer. And in 1941, composer Dmitri Shostakovich received the Stalin Prize. In theater in 1935, the musical Life Begins at 8:40 closed on Broadway. In 1938, Noel Coward's musical Operette opened in London, England. And in 1969, the musical 1776 opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 16th, in 1971, the Carpenters, B.B. King, Dionne Warwick, and Simon & Garfunkel were among the big winners at the Grammy Awards. In 1995, Anita Baker was among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. And in 2017, Ray Davies of the Kinks was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. Albums that were released on March 16th include in 1959 when the Kingston Trio released Stereo Concert, in 1964 the Beach Boys released Shutdown Volume 2, in 1967 Otis Redding and Carla Thomas released King and Queen, in 1968 Manfred Mann released What a Man, in 1973 T-Rex released Tanks, in 1976, Marvin Gaye released I Want You. In 1978, REO Speedwagon released You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. In 1979, The Fall released Live at the Witch Trials. In 1981, The Who released Face Dances. In 1988, The Smithereens released Green Thoughts. And The Who released Who's Better, Who's Best. In 1993, Kid Rock released the Polyfuse Method. In 1995, the Cardigans released Life. In 1998, Simple Minds released Neapolis, and Morcheeba released Big Calm. In 1999, Jeff Beck released Who Else. In 2004, Jackson Browne released The Very Best of Jackson Browne. In 2012, Madonna released MDNA. And in 2015, Mark Knopfler released Tracker. Singles that were released in the UK on March 16th include in 1979 when Chic released I Want Your Love. Meanwhile, in America, in 1957, the Five Satins released Oh Happy Day, the Heartbeats released I Won't Be the Fool, the Mellows released Moon of Silver, and the Continentals released Picture of Love. In 1962, the Temptations released You're My Dream Come True. In 1964, the Beatles did a twofer. They released You Can't Do That and Can't Buy Me Love. In 1971, the Jackson 5 released Never Can Say Goodbye. In 1979, Paul McCartney and Wings released Good Night Tonight. In 1985, John Fogerty did a twofer. He released Rock and Roll Girls and Center Field. In 1988, Tina Turner released the Live in Europe tour version of her song Nutbush City Limits. In 1993, Madonna released Bad Girl. And in 2016, Bebe Rexha released No Broken Hearts. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 16th include singer-songwriter Jhené Aiko, singer Camilo, rapper Lil Keed, rapper Flavor Flav of Public Enemy, Wolfgang Van Halen of the group Van Halen, singer and actor Victor Garber, singer Blue Cantrell, rapper Murs, composer William Henry Monk, K-pop singer Bizniz, Nancy Wilson of the group Heart, country music singer Jerry Jeff Walker, singer Betty Johnson, rapper Danny Brown, Stan Thorne of Shenandoah, guitarist Michael Bruce of Alice Cooper Band, drummer Jimmy DeGrasso of Alice Cooper Band, and Ray Walker of the Jordanaires. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 16th include composer Giovanni B. Pergolesi, who passed away in 1736 at the age of 26. Composer Giuseppe Colla passed away in 1806 at the age of 74. Composer Nicolas Sejan passed away in 1819 at the age of 73. Composer Benjamin Hanby passed away in 1867 at the age of 33. Composer Emmanuel Kanya passed away in 1887 at the age of 59. Composer Sigurd von Koch passed away in 1919 at the age of 39. Composer Mayhew Lake passed away in 1955 at the age of 75. Composer Joseph Richards passed away in 1956 at the age of 77. Composer John Jones passed away in 1962 at the age of 85. Composer James Frischkin passed away in 1967 at the age of 80. Composer Mario Castagnuovo Tedesco passed away in 1968 at the age of 72. Singer Tammy Terrell passed away from a brain tumor in 1970 at the age of 24. Singer Marianne Ganser of the Shangri-Las passed away from a drug overdose in 1970 at the age of 22. Blues guitarist T-Bone Walker passed away in 1975 at the age of 64. Composer and pianist Vencio Castellanos passed away in 1984 at the age of 68. Professor at Princeton University from 1936 to 1945 and again from 1953 to 1965, and also a professor at Berkeley University from 1945 to 1953, Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Roger Sessions passed away in 1985 at the age of 88. Composer Ernst Bacon passed away in 1990 at the age of 91. In 1991, a plane carrying members of Reba McEntire's band crashed, killing 7 band members along with her tour manager. Keyboardist Russell Woolen passed away in 1994 at the age of 71. Bandleader Sidney Simone passed away in 1995 at the age of 80. Singer Joseph Pope passed away in 1996 at the age of 62. Composer Eric Stokes passed away in a car accident in 1999 at the age of 68. The conductor of the BBC Concert Orchestra from 1956 to 1966, along with being a professor at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama from 1966 to 1992, composer Willem Towsky passed away in 2004 at the age of 93. Drummer Ola Brunkert of the group ABBA passed away from injuries after he fell in 2008 at the age of 61. Singer Bobby Smith of the Spinners passed away in 2013 at the age of 76. Composer Mitch Leigh passed away in 2014 at the age of 86. Bassist Andy Frazier of the group Free passed away in 2015 at the age of 62. Bandleader and singer Frank Sinatra Jr. passed away in 2016 at the age of 72. Blues singer James Cotton passed away in 2017 at the age of 81. Cellist Buell Niedlinger passed away in 2018 at the age of 82. And guitarist Dick Dale passed away in 2019 at the age of 81. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 17th, when in 1967, the Jimi Hendrix Experience released the song Purple Haze in the United Kingdom.